Let me take a selfie.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm being upstaged by some song I have never even heard of, but I'm
Nor
Dave
Isaac. Do I want to hear it again.
Alongside Joseph J. Erdo, who wants to say something.
Yeah, I want to say, how did you not hear this song if you said that you watched the premiere of Selfie?
Oh,
this was the beginning of Selfie. Let me take a selfie.
Selfie song.
Yeah.
Oh. I just watched the show. Anyway, and Greg Isaacs along with us, Eric Reinert and Trisha. And Eric is eating something good, I think.
Yeah, what's for breakfast?
Pringles.
What a great breakfast you have there.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes.
So that is Selfie.
Why are we playing the theme song of Selfie?
This is the fall TV premiere review show. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty close. It's our preview. I don't know if we can review them all because I haven't seen them all.
You haven't?
I gave you a whole list of new TV pilots to watch.
But quite an extensive list.
Yeah. You had quite an extensive list. We don't have. Ooh, let me take a selfie. Wow. Okay. Anyway, that's,
let me take a selfie. What is that? Like an Advil? Advil?
You don't know what a selfie is?
Honey,
I know what a selfie is.
That's what you were doing
in Las Vegas.
All day yesterday and in Vegas and in Cleveland.
Yeah. There was a selfie of you on Facebook that was really creepy.
It actually broke our Facebook for a few hours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like
you were at the NHL Awards show. And, you were asking me how do I take a selfie. I just say you turn your camera around or put the front view on. And then you took that picture, but it looked like you didn't know you took the picture.
Yeah.
But you knew you took it because you sent it to me.
I guess. See, you got to be very explicit with Dave. Yeah. You got to say, you must smile. I mean, like step one, turn the phone around. Step two, make sure you're smiling.
I thought you meant a selfie is what I do every night.
No.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry.
Remember our guest?
That's awful.
Remember our guest from America's Got Talent? He called it a facey.
Oh yeah, he did.
I don't know what a facey is.
Yeah.
Well, when we were at Kentucky Derby, remember the girl from People Magazine was asking all of the celebs about how to take the best selfie.
Yeah. How do you do a best selfie, by the way?
I don't know. Maybe one of our listeners can give us a call, and if they have any ideas on how to take a selfie, 602-252-1480. Or if you have a favorite TV show that you can't wait to come back or something that you're really excited about, maybe you've seen the ads for.
Little House on the Prairie.
Not you,
this
baby.
Is 2014.
Oh.
And hopefully our listeners will acknowledge that.
You said a show that you hope would come back.
I realize
from
some
last
shows.
Season.
Yeah. I realize some shows like Full House. Is going to come
back. Coming
back,
yes. Yeah, and thank you, John Stamos.
Yeah.
And Married with Children.
And Married with Children.
Really?
Bud Bundy, they've got a spinoff in the works.
Yes. David Faustino, who's back on the radio again. He's doing online radio, and Ed O'Neill was his first guest. And
we'll have to get him on the show.
Yeah. That'd be great.
You work on that.
I will.
My favorite show of all time, Married with Children.
Right. It's a very political show.
It is?
You said in one of the Dave's Random Enlightenments that we played last year. Remember?
I remember. Yeah.
What a memory you have there.
Yeah. I still listen to those at least once a week.
Is it really? Fun?
No wonder you're always walking around with a smile on your face. Crying up.
No, he does selfies too.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we gotta
get it all out since Eric's not behind the window.
I know. Well, be careful. He's gonna be panicking. He's got to take a potty break or something, and you're gonna
Pringle break.
I do want to give a shout out to my friends Tiffany and Leo. They're celebrating birthdays this week, and so.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
And who are they? Tiffany and Leo.
Not Tiffany.
Oh,
I
Tiffany.
Don't think that anybody is named Tiffany, Dave.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Well, there is
Tiffany.
Tippy Hedrick.
Yeah, Tippy.
Well, okay.
I got you.
Happy birthday, Tiffany.
And happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday, Leo.
What is Leo? Leo sounds like a guy at a Jewish deli or something.
Actually, he wears a blue mask, and he's that short for Leonardo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
he has a green body.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah, but so we
kind of like your shirt.
Leonardo da Vinci, even.
We will have a great show today. We've got a great show planned. Of course, as you said earlier, it's our fall TV preview, so we'll be talking about a bunch of the new TV shows. We've seen a couple of them. I've seen several of the pilots, and so we'll be talking about some of those. And throughout the show, we will be playing. I'm too excited. We will be playing theme songs from a lot of the sitcoms that have been on for the last few years. So yeah. Current sitcoms that will be coming back. So we'll be talking about some returning shows.
Oh, like
as
Love
well.
And Marriage?
No. The shows that are current. Oh. That's still in the works. That's still
love
in the works.
Love and Marriage. Yes, okay. I love that one.
And Amazon Originals. What?
Love and Marriage. That's from Married with Children.
And it's coming back.
Apparently
maybe.
He wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah, for the listeners. Eric was in the other room doing a selfie.
I was not here.
Joseph said you were taking a potty break. I don't think that's true.
I was making coffee.
Did you get locked in the bathroom I did last week?
All is forgiven.
Yes, I don't get locked in the bathroom.
I found
like
my
that.
Way out.
Well, yeah, he did get locked
only,
in the bathroom.
Only Greg could get locked in a bathroom.
Only me.
I asked you, Dave, what you saw this week, because we're going to be talking about movies as well, but did you happen to see Frontera?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Because remember,
I said something at the end of last week's show, anticipating that you were going to give it something.
We were so stinking excited to watch it. Yeah. And then it just...
got away from you.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Weekend was crazy.
Well, I saw that he's a fan of our audio alerts. And so...
I am?
No.
No.
Oh.
Michael Berry. I'm sorry. I should have clarified who.
Yes.
Our guest last week, Michael Berry, the director, writer-director of Frontera. He actually signed up for our archived audio alerts.
Nice.
So, you know, great guy, great movie. Go out there and see Frontera.
And I'm actually now friends with Elvis Wade.
Yeah? Wow.
You are?
Wow.
Yes, I am.
And you can be friends with Dave. Just go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and...
be friends with me.
Yeah, because when you're friends with someone on Facebook, that means that you are really friends in real life.
I know
very,
what
very
you're
close.
Saying.
Very
that
close.
So.
Yes, very close with Dave.
And not only that...
And Dave is like a big teddy bear.
Yeah, it's true. And...
With a porn stash.
What?
All right, just move on.
Okay, so Eric, and we have an announcement. We are going to every hour give away a pair of Bill Maher tickets.
We can do that, yeah, sure,
yes.
Why not?
Every hour, so stay tuned. And how do we do it? We just announce it in the first call or something?
Well, we'll take like the third caller or something like
that.
Eric will come up with the rules during this first segment, and we'll surprise you. So you're going to want to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Whether you're listening to the AM dial 1480 or if you're online at kphx1480.com.
We'll take like the 300th caller.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Keeping track of that.
That'll take too long. We'll go with the third caller.
Third caller.
But not right now.
You know what?
Not now.
Definitely not now. I really think that we should make this like Vegas, and it should be random like a slot machine. So like one time it's the third caller, one time it's the first caller, one time it's the top of the hour, middle of the hour.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you guessing, and we're going to give you that prize.
Yes. And again, not right
as
now,
a surprise.
But have it ready in your phone. Have it written down, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. And also, again, give us a shout out. Let us know if you have any TV shows that you'd like to talk about. We'll be talking about them all day today. We also have reviews of several movies, including The Drop, starring James Gandolfini and Tom Hardy.
What? He's dead. How does he star in these movies?
I know. It was weird.
Oh,
I saw it.
He came back from the grave for just one final time.
Wow. These movies take forever to be
He's a good actor,
yeah, I know.
Though.
And As Above, So Below, which is a new horror film.
As Above, So Below.
Yes. And I know, Dave, we didn't get to your review of...
Ooh, I want to talk about that one, too.
Is that like Heaven and Hell?
I saw the trailer.
It's kind of about hell, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
It's not about hell. It's
or is
about
it the basement?
Catacombs.
It's about the catacombs, but there's more to
the
it.
The French catacombs.
It's a little more to it.
Is there more than catacombs?
Yeah.
How many catacombs are there?
Oh, yeah. There's catacombs throughout South America. There's really cool catacombs in Peru. And
I don't even know what a catacomb is.
Yeah, what is a catacomb? It's
like a tunnel.
It's a cave. Move along, Joseph. It's underground, and it is
a
place where... hundreds of thousands and millions of bones, and they actually tend to lay the bones in designs like the skulls around the edges.
Who's
the
they?
Femurs lying up, whoever put these
There's
bodies in the catacombs.
Creepy people going
But they're like
there.
Mass graves, but they actually decorate with the bones and the skulls.
Yes.
So you'll want to stay tuned for that.
Yes.
The catacomb show.
You will also want to stay tuned for our reviews of The Damned, Fort McCoy, and Starred Up. So
I saw the trailer of Fort McCoy,
yes.
And No, was it Starred Up or Stirred Up?
Starred.
Like I'm starred.
Prison drama, prison thriller.
Oh, okay.
And then
yeah, I saw half the trailer of that one.
And our guest today, very exciting. We have on one of the stars of Selfie, actor Matthew Carteropel. He's from Selfie.
Is that how you say it? Is that what you said? Carteropel?
Carteropel?
You said.
I think Trisha said Cadorable.
Cardorable.
Carteropel. Apple like that.
No, I didn't say
Matthew
that.
Matthew Adorable.
No,
you said Cadorable.
What Dave said was he said, is he going to be totally adorable? And actually,
oh, go closer
I
to the mic.
We can't hear you.
Carteropel.
That's what I said.
But she said something else earlier.
I think you said Carteropel.
Yeah,
no,
you did.
I said Carteropel, and you said he must be adorable.
And someone that I'm sure that
we're trying to vote on this.
We vote that.
I know that Trisha's probably really excited about one of our other guests.
Carteropel. That's what I'm probably Carteropel.
Yeah.
Well, you know who? You know, she could say he's adorable, but I think that Sharna Burgess is adorable. She's a dancer from Dancing with the Stars.
Fantastic dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Smiley is her her dance partner this season. She's also danced with Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
the poor girl.
Keyshawn Johnson and Charlie White.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And also we have on actress Christy Lang from Once Upon a Time. She plays Marion on Once Upon a Time. And I'm sure that we're going to talk with her about, I know Elsa is in Once Upon a Time this season. So just everyone calm down.
Who's Elsa?
I mean, myself, calm
Hello
down.
Hello from Frozen. His
Elsa.
Fantasy.
My fantasy wife.
Yeah. It'll be
interesting. Who's
that other girl?
Now the question is, who's gonna play her?
I know who's gonna.
She's
cute. If she's listening, I'm sorry, but she's not as cute as the cartoon.
Well, that's because a cartoon. It's like Barbie. I mean, I'm sorry. No woman can look like Barbie. She'd have to have like a 10-inch
waist.
There
is a woman who looks like Barbie.
Well, she's trying to look
There's
like Barbie.
There's a couple
Barbie.
Of them.
Yeah, but she's had to have ribs removed. And
right.
She's
I don't want that. But yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk more about Frozen and Once Upon a Time and Barbie and all that stuff.
Are we a little tangential today, as usual?
Yes. Well, let's talk about a
Greg,
few of the TV
mean?
Shows.
Tangential. Or tangential.
No
what did you say?
Carteropel.
Carteropolis?
I'm multitasking over here, so I don't
listen
to
the show.
Carteropel.
Wow.
Carteropel is a great city.
We'll have to
city.
Ask him how to pronounce his name. Carteropel, I think it is.
Well, let's talk about a few of the TV shows.
Yeah.
First of all, since we have on the actor from Selfie. Matthew Carteropel, or however you say it.
Carteropolis.
Karen Gillan plays a self-involved 20-something who, after being the subject of an embarrassing viral video, enlists the help of a marketing expert played by John Cho to revamp her image in the real world. It's on ABC, and you're excited because of John Cho, right?
Absolutely, and Matthew Carteropel is how I think it's...
Carteropel?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay, that's what I'll throw out
there.
And I think it's Carteropel.
I'm going to be so excited to hear him really say his name.
Yeah, especially after we've said it so many times.
Carteropel.
Incorrectly.
Hashtag Carteropel.
The TLE is silent. It's Carteropel.
Well, so, you know, Selfie, I'm going to say right off the bat, I did tear apart Karen Gillan's talent on a previous show. I didn't care for her in Oculus. I thought that she was terrible. I guess she was in Doctor Who, which I'm not familiar with.
No.
But on this, I think it's a perfect role for her.
Now, wait a minute. You're not familiar with Doctor Who?
I'm familiar with it, but I don't watch
it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I should rephrase
say,
that.
I was going to say, hello.
Yes.
How could you not know Doctor Who? That's a cult favorite.
Yeah, it's been on like 90 years.
Yeah.
And it's a cult favorite.
Since the advent of television.
But as far as Karen Gillan goes, Dave, I thought she was beautiful in this.
Yes.
She's really cute.
I
don't know. I think that Ditzy is hot. Do you agree?
No, not necessarily hot, but
okay.
I did think this
Good
was...
Good answer, baby.
I think there was... I think it's extremely hot. But no, I'm kidding. The whole thing is this was interesting. I thought it took all the current stuff with technology and showed the blessings of it and the curses of it as well.
Yep.
And I think the difference, you know, between
John Cho.
Cho and that girl.
Karen Gillan.
It was extreme opposites. I think I just saw the first pilot, but it looks like it's going to develop really nicely in terms of balancing each other out. I thought it was a really funny sitcom, actually. I thought they had really good lines. John Cho did a poem when he was describing the star. And I thought it was something that might hit. I think it might hit. I mean, it just shows some of the ridiculous stuff of social media, like friends on Facebook certainly has a way different meaning than friends.
Hence my joke earlier.
Yes. But it held my interest. I liked it. I thought it was silly, but smart at the same time and funny.
Now, I don't know if you caught this, but I caught this, and I'm going to see if Trisha catches it, because I know that she's probably wise enough to catch this. The main character's name, so Karen Gillan's name in the show, is Eliza Dooley. What does that sound like to you?
Eliza Doolittle.
Yes, it is a play on Pygmalion. So John Cho is basically
and
the guy
My
who's
Fair Lady.
Yeah,
yes.
Pygmalion.
All of
you're talking My Fair Lady, Audrey Hepburn.
But this is on a this is a 21st century version using social media.
Wow,
and he's
old.
Actually transforming that woman.
Yeah, so he's transforming her into, you know, to a little more sophisticated and a little more, not so much into herself. I like the scenes when Eliza Dooley goes up to, she's so self-concerned with her, you know, just the woman at the desk. She doesn't even say hello to her.
Right.
Or she says hello, but she doesn't care who she is. She doesn't know her name. She doesn't, you know, ask her how her day is. And then suddenly when she tries to do that, wow, it's actually not so difficult to actually be in
human.
Yeah. Care about other people.
So it had just not silliness to it, but it does have a message about social media.
Absolutely. So
yeah,
I
liked it.
I will
Thumbs
watch
up.
It. I will definitely watch that one. And another one is Black-ish. That stars Anthony Anderson. This is a family man who struggles to gain a sense of cultural identity while raising his kids in a predominantly white upper middle class neighborhood. This one sound good to you?
It looks great. Lawrence Fishburne's the dad,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's the dad
of Anthony Anderson or the wife. Yeah, it looks great. Anthony Anderson's hilarious.
Yeah, you know what? One of my favorite movies of his is actually Kangaroo Jack. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
yeah, you should apologize.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is. And that's I don't really care for Anthony Anderson that much.
Really?
Yeah, he's okay,
great.
But you did not watch this one, Dave, right?
I did not.
Okay.
But I did see the trailer.
Yeah, I believe it's on ABC. What did you think of that one?
The trailer looked really funny. It looked like that also will be a very funny movie.
TV show.
Yeah. I don't watch hardly any TV.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try to keep that
Neither
one quiet
do I.
today.
Yeah.
It's our TV.
But I think maybe I'll get back into it, especially if Bud Bundy comes back to the big screen or the little screen.
Well, my thing with Black-ish is, you know, there weren't very many laughs in it. There's like one laugh in the beginning when there's a tour guide that comes by. It's all on Anthony Anderson's character's head. And he says, you know, I am the black guy in the neighborhood. We are the black people in the family, in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so the tour guide comes over and says, and here is the black family. See, wave. And they're waving at the people in the Hollywood tours. And, you know, like the token black family. So there are a few clever things to it, but my thing is, you know, Bernie Mac show did it a lot better, and especially My Wife and Kids, one of my favorite, culturally diverse shows of all time.
Best Bernie Mac movie of all time?
Bad Santa.
Guess who?
Who?
Okay.
Yeah, who?
No, I mean who?
Yeah, that was Bernie okay. Mac. The Ashton Kutcher, Bernie Mac. That was okay.
I really like Bernie Mac.
Yeah,
he was
I'm
great.
Sad
he died,
that
right?
he died young.
Yeah. Very sad.
And now I also watched A to Z. Now, did you not watch A to Z?
I thought that was a list of TV shows, and I thought there was 26 times like 100.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, this is the one that I keep saying that Greg is going to really enjoy. It's a look at a young couple's relationship from beginning to breakup. Ben Feldman, who is one of the stars of As Above, So Below, stars along with Kristen Milioti from How I Met Your Mother. She's the mother from How I Met Your Mother, Tracy. So I watched this. This was the one I was looking forward to the most. I was hoping that it would be like How I Met Your Mother. It is not, but it's still very promising. It's a very charismatic, type of show. It's got a lot of, it's just charming, romantic comedy. Mm. And, I think that if you're a fan of 500 Days of Summer or How I Met Your Mother or Mixology, any of these, interesting relationship type shows, you will like A to Z. I did like it. I did not love it. But it's still the one, out of everything that I've seen, that's still the one that I'm looking forward to watching the most. That one is on NBC, I believe.
But if you know that it's going to end in a breakup.
Well, but do you know that it's 100% broken up?
Well, I don't know, but you just said from beginning to end.
Well, the first one, because the first episode is A for acquaintances.
Oh, okay.
And then each,
What is
they
Z?
Go through 26.
And Z is World War Z.
Well, probably.
Or go to the zoo and see your mother-in-law.
Oh, hey,
ex-mother-in-law. Wow.
Much better.
But I think it's on. I think it's on NBC.
Wow.
I think it's on NBC. It might be ABC, but it is. I would highly recommend checking out A to Z. So out of the comedies, again, Selfie's a thumbs up. Yeah. A to Z is a thumbs up. Blackish, you know, it's a thumbs down. I might give it one more chance, but I'm not sure if I will watch it.
You probably should one more chance. One series doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right. And so I don't know. I think we should probably take a break, and then a little bit later on we will talk about some of the dramas and some of the other shows. But, well, before we play the music, some of the other comedies this season are Manhattan Love Story, which also kind of looks like A to Z. Bad Judge starring Kate Walsh. Doesn't look all that exciting. Mulaney starring John Mulaney. I guess we're making TV shows about comedians who I've never heard of before. Christella, also starring Christella Alonso.
And Christella?
No, Christella. Again, another movie, a TV show about a comedian who people haven't heard of. Marry Me starring Casey Wilson and Ken Marino. That one actually looks decent. You like Ken Marino?
He's right? Funny. Yeah.
And so is Casey Wilson. And then The McCarthys starring Laurie Metcalf. Been a long time since we've seen her. Of course, she's been on Big Bang Theory a few times. And that is the song that's going to take us into our break.
So a good fall lineup, you're
yes.
saying.
Yes, yeah. So the Big Bang Theory. I like Big Bang. Don't you?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I'm sure it's
really?
Good.
You're the only
I've heard of the theory, though.
You know what? Because it's cerebral but comedic at the same time. Yeah. I love it.
Sheldon's hilarious.
Yes.
And who's your favorite guy?
Dave.
I like the Indian guy who couldn't talk to women, and now he has a really hot girlfriend.
Yes.
Wow. Do we know this stuff, Greg?
I know about the show. I've never watched it either. So Dave's not the only one. I want to. I just haven't got to.
Here's the thing. I don't have time to watch a lot of television either. But when I did see a few of the episodes, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
But my DVR can only hold so many shows.
Yeah, 1,000. Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back, but stay tuned. We won't say when. We will say when, but not now. Remember, we're giving a pair of tickets. Bill Maher, I believe it's October
4th. Live in Phoenix, October 4th.
And we will say the first, second, third call, whatever. We're not saying it right now, but every hour, stay tuned for that because you could be the lucky winner, and we'll be right back.
Australopithecus would really have been sick of us debating how we're here. They're catching deer.
We're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy.
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang. Started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Are you a restaurant owner who panics if your AC goes down in the dog days of summer? Extreme Cooling finds that equipment usually breaks down unnecessarily, costing restaurant owners time and money. For this reason, Extreme Cooling promotes and specializes in proactive service plans designed specifically to keep all of your refrigeration equipment operating properly, as designed, all year long. Extreme Cooling is here to help you with all of your refrigeration needs, knowing that saving money is your top concern. Our number is 623-810-8513. When you want to start saving money, call Extreme Cooling. Do you suffer from not having enough fun? We can take care of that. Pino's Palette is the upscale paint and bring your own beverage studio located off of Tatum and Shea. We're a group painting class where you can bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic beverage, and our trained artists will lead you through step by step in recreating the featured painting of the night. No art experience necessary. Drink in one hand and paintbrush in another. We are a great night out for any occasion. Pino's Palette. Paint, drink, and have fun.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
More than 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease each year, thousands of them here in the Valley. Thankfully, one of the nation's top treatment facilities is located in the heart of Phoenix, the Muhammad Ali Parkinson Center. Parkinson Network of Arizona raises funds to help patients and families receive the crucial educational and activity-based classes offered through the center. 1480 and Parkinson Network of Arizona invite you to become involved and make a difference in the lives of those with Parkinson's. Go online to ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org to find out about upcoming events, including the largest Parkinson's walk in the state, Walk the Fight, and learn how your donation stays local to provide life-changing opportunities. Once again, that's ParkinsonNetworkAZ.org.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdahl.
Yes.
Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, and Tricia. So, so far, this is today. The fall TV preview show.
No, well, not just so far. It is.
It will continue on for the whole season.
Well, not the whole season, but anyway, this song, you know it's our fall TV preview
because this song is the Dick Van Dyke Show song from Mary Tyler Moore.
No, Dave, I know that you watch this show.
Which one is this?
Ed O'Neill is in this.
I love Ed O'Neill. Who's that?
It's a modern show.
Modern Family, yes. I have seen that. That's sort of a good show.
Hilarious. I liked how the song ended and you just said, I love Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's on ABC and I like the show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Not like Married with Children.
No. And
I think that was much better.
Well, okay.
But Bud Bundy may be coming back. I can't wait. How about Applegate? Will she be back? Anyone know?
We'll find out. We'll find out, because right now we have on an actor from another show that's on ABC.
The one that we were just talking
about. We were just talking about it. Dave and I gave it positive comments, thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, ups. I liked it.
And, you know, he wasn't in the first episode, but he plays John Cho's assistant in the second episode, beginning with the second episode, and his name is Matthew Cardaropoulo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Cardaropoulo. That's how you pronounce it.
Can you guys hear me?
Excellent. Yeah, we hear you. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Doing good.
Excellent.
Just making sure you guys can hear me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're coming through very clear.
Yes. And so,
So
we basically explained the premise of Selfie just a little while ago. But how would you describe Selfie?
It's great. First of all, how are you guys doing?
We're great.
And I saw the first the pilot. I thought it was a great, entertaining show, by the way.
Yeah. It's a great show. Everyone's really awesome. John Cho is really awesome to work with. Karen Gillian is super nice. It's about a marketing guru that kind of helps this girl that's kind of in shambles get her life together. I'd say that's what it's pretty much about.
And what part will you be playing?
I play John Cho's assistant, his executive assistant on the show. And my character is kind of like a good-natured guy that, you know, tries hard, but sometimes I mess up quite a bit.
Okay, so you're
my character.
So John Cho, his character gives you, I assume, assignments, and you, fail to follow through properly, or
exactly. But but I get away with it because I'm nice and.
You're loyal and dedicated to the cause.
Exactly.
And so you're probably similar
it's like
to
me in life, so it works.
Yeah, okay. But you probably have similar qualities to the star of the show, the girl. What's her name?
Eliza Dooley.
Eliza Dooley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which should drive John Cho very crazy then, because he's so structured and he's so serious and he's so disciplined.
Yeah, he's great. John Cho is so nice. Love that guy.
So would you say that your character kind of gives some comic relief to the show?
No, I'd say that, I mean, yes, it does, but there's already a lot of comedy. So. It's not just me that's funny. The show is actually very funny.
Yes, it is. I agree. Especially Karen Gillan's scenes, because she screws up quite often as well.
Yeah. It looks like a great show. And as you talked about John Cho, and we've had John Cho on in the past
well.
And, obviously from his days as MILF Guy number 2, I believe it was, in American Pie. And White Castle, of course, one of the best, Harold and Kumar and stuff like that. And so how's it like to... work with the likes of John Cho and Karen Gillan.
Oh, it's great. They're super nice. I thought Karen Gillan was from, because she had an accent. I thought she was from England, but she's from Scotland. So I kind of messed that up.
Now,
she's Scottish.
Right. And now she seems to have a lot of makeup on in the show. I know that that's part of her character. And so what's she like behind the scenes? Is she closer to Eliza Dooley or the version that she's created?
No, she's she's pretty close. She's pretty close to it. I mean, not too close, but she's got a lot of energy and she's very she's great. She's really nice to everyone on set, and it's great working with John Cho.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, Matthew, you've done quite a bit, and a lot more to come as well later this year with, Dumb and Dumber 2, Jurassic World, next year, everyone's looking forward to,
it's
among
got dinosaurs
others.
Dinosaurs in it.
Absolutely. But in the past as well, some of your other films and shows, 310 to Yuma, you were involved with, Drillbit Taylor, a wide variety, from comedy, drama, even some Western in there. Is comedy your favorite genre to work with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love comedy. Yeah. Comedy's the best.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And what are the differences between, working on a TV series, versus working on a film? Do you prefer one over the other? And maybe some of the big differences between the two?
I prefer working on TV because it's more steady. A movie is kind of one and done, but I'm happy to work on films, too. I love doing everything, TV, film. I also direct little short films here and there, which is fun. I love them both. It's hard to pick one.
Absolutely. And so now I know Greg and myself, and probably even Dave, very excited about Dumb and Dumber 2. It's been a
didn't they already do that?
No, well, there was Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and
the,
Dumber
the prequel yeah, that came Dumber, out. Right. Now the sequel.
I
original.
Thought that one was good, and I can't wait for
yeah,
for
there was
the
Dumb
originals.
And Dumber. Yeah, but the Fairley Brothers, they didn't have anything to do with that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber 2 comes out November 14th.
What do you play?
Gary and Jeff Daniels are in it. I play a finalist and. I have a scene with Jeff Daniels, and it was amazing. A dream come true to work with those guys.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's pretty much my hero, and the Fairley Brothers are great, too.
Yes.
And now, am I right when I say for Jurassic World, you play a ride operator? Did I read that right? Or?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what kind of ride is this?
Oh, man. They'd come after me if I told you that.
Wow, see, I tried to sneak you in there, yeah. I know, there's a lot of secrecy around that one.
I can't say anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
And it looks like you're also playing a zombie coming up next year, Scouts versus Zombies. So definitely a wide range of things going on. And
I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the show looks great. I didn't get a chance to see the pilot yet. I know Joseph and Dave did and saying all the great things about it. And then I know you're coming in, I believe, episode 2.
I'll watch it just because of Karen Gillan and her character, how hot she is.
Well, there you go. And Matthew, great work there. And when we brought up John Cho, as we mentioned with Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle, any time that's brought up, now my cravings are coming in, so I may have to fly to the East Coast after the show today.
Are you getting the munchies, Greg?
There we go. this looks very exciting. And, Matthew, a lot of great stuff coming up here for you, so we look forward to seeing you, not just in the show, but everything else coming out.
And we got one final kind of question for you here. Since the show is called Selfie, it's all about social networking. Are you big into social networking and, can people follow you?
Of course, yeah. I'm in social networking. You can follow me on Twitter at Maddie Carteropel. And I'm on Facebook, Maddie Carteropel. I love social networking.
And can you take, because we were trying to tell Dave how to take a selfie. Do you
know how
to? No, you don't know. You've
I have an
that.
iPhone. I do the reverse camera and I smile.
Matthew, can you take a selfie?
That's,
do you know how
that's
to?
That's a selfie.
Yeah, see? I know what
Matthew,
I'm doing.
Matthew, Dave thought a selfie was playing with himself until the show started. Yeah, so
okay.
We're teaching him.
How is this?
Right.
So
that's why we want to know how to take a successful
right,
selfie.
Right, right. Teach Dave that it's actually a picture. So
I've had success.
Okay. But, you know...
Cool,
but,
man. You know what you do? You can Google how to do it. You can go on the net and Google how to fix something.
Yeah, you'll see my picture.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video.
He didn't do
I give instructions.
Last year, you didn't know
step.
What Googling was either.
Yeah. I know Google.
Okay. Well, again,
noodle,
Mr. McGoogle.
Matthew, when does Selfie start? Is it later this month, right?
It airs September 30th.
September 30th, and right now I believe you can see it on Hulu and ABC.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's excellent. And
check it out.
Hey, before you hang up, I'm going to give you to our producer because we'll send you a clip of this segment to you. So if you want to give your email to our producer off the air, that will be great.
Okay, groovy. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for
joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch more of Selfie. And because especially his scenes, now that we've got a chance to talk with him and see the dynamic that he brings to the show.
Well, I think it'll be
absolutely
good. I think he'll be just like, what's her name, Doolittle?
Eliza, yes.
Dooley.
Eliza Dooley. But you know what the cool thing is? John Cho's already got so much on his plate with Eliza's character.
Yeah.
Now if he's got Matthew's character, who's just kind of like making it even worse for him, that would be, you know, John Cho is a really
good.
Talented
Isn't
guy.
The next Star Trek coming out too? Isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think pretty soon. I'm not. You know what? I haven't seen any of the new Star Trek, so I know about John Cho. And what's amazing with John Cho is how great he still looks at 42. He still looks
great.
Like he's in his late 20s, early 30s, and he's been able
super
to do a
talented.
Good job, despite all the delicious White Castle burgers he's enjoyed.
Yeah,
that's
just
true.
Not one night alone, he had like 42 burgers.
I know,
but they're small, I think.
Yeah, but still,
they're sliders.
Yeah,
they're sliders.
Now, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy? You saw it, right?
Yes. I liked it.
Okay, now remember the bald girl that was kind of a villain?
That's her.
Yes, that was Karen Gillan.
Really?
She shaved her head for her role in Guardians of the Galaxy.
See, Sinead O'Connor'd herself.
How long
yeah.
did it
yeah.
take well, to grow back?
Nothing compares.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's a wig in Selfie or what, because she's still got to be growing her hair back or something.
A wig from Saturday Night Live?
Or extensions.
Or extensions,
something.
Yeah, because she's got beautiful hair.
And remember, too, though, with filming, Guardians of the Galaxy could have been quite a while.
It could have been,
yeah.
It's
a long time
enough.
Ago. You grow your hair back pretty
hair
quickly.
Hair grows pretty darn quick.
Oh, says the people who aren't balding. Thank you very much. All right.
Hey, say that again like Elvis.
Eric, you do have
thank
great
you very
hair.
Much.
Thank you very much.
I think I need a trim, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I think that it's time to do something, Eric.
Oh, you want to do that now?
Now. Well, not right this second.
Not while everybody's watching.
Oh.
How about right after the break?
You
the
can turn
third
the light
caller.
Off in there and we won't see.
Well,
so what do you think, Eric?
You
want
to do it right after the break?
Should we do
it? Let's do it after the break.
We'll do it after the break.
Third caller at 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
Not
third
right
caller.
Now.
After the break.
After the break.
Well, you
after
can't call right now because I just busted out
he
the line.
Busted out the lines. Oh. You can't call. Okay. Well, anyway.
And then now you win Bill Maher tickets.
But, you know, one of my favorite returning shows of a fall premiered last year. It was called About a Boy, based on the movie with starring Hugh Grant.
Julia. No, not Julia. Some other woman.
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But the TV show, better than, you know, it's one of my favorite returning shows. It was great.
Oh.
I can't wait for it to come back. It was hilarious. It was really heartfelt. And so here's the theme song to About a Boy. If you haven't started watching it yet, get on board. Watch it this upcoming season on NBC.
NBC and most of these NBC stations. I heard them say that, so I said it. Okay, 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. Third caller wins Bill Maher tickets, a pair of Bill Maher tickets.
Not yet.
Not yet. Right after the break.
Dave has a hard
time. After the break, we'll announce it, and we'll say 3, 2, 1, go.
Go. You're right, and we'll be right back.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, wait a minute here. Not when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieved with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Whoa, my coffee just spilled, but I recovered without even dead air. 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph. Oh, I put it on my computer, didn't I? Shoot.
There goes the computer. Now Dave will be silent for the rest of the show while he works on his computer.
Okay, I did spill something. Joseph
Such a
J.
shocking experience.
Erdo.
Joseph
Quickly,
J.
The song is Erdo.
Wait, I can't even say Joseph J.
Erdo.
Joseph J. Erdo. Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha, and again, Eric. So Eric. We're going to say.
But this song.
You got to go with the song first.
I forgot.
This song is from The Millers, the theme song of The Millers on CBS. Have you ever seen The Millers?
No, but I've heard about it.
Drank some Miller Lite.
Who's the star of The Millers? I can't think of his name right now.
Margie.
He's Amy Poehler's
Margie
brother.
Oh, Jordan.
Will Arnett.
Not her brother.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, yes.
Yeah, he's great.
Will Arnett. Okay.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's
I think J.B. Smooth is in it, too.
Yeah, J.B. Smooth. And the woman.
Bo Bridges.
The older woman, what's her name?
Woman in Red. Miller, what was her name?
We've had her on the show before, and she is.
Margot
Martindale.
She was from that movie last year with Julia Roberts and
Meryl you've Street. Had yeah. her.
We've had her on the show.
You've had her.
On the show.
On the show. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. She one of the most down-to-earth women and also hilarious. Oh. I mean, so great show. Check out The Millers on CBS. I believe it's on Thursdays, or at least it was, and I don't know.
I've heard a lot of good things about
it. Yes. It is hilarious. Yeah. But you know who else is hilarious?
Who?
Bill Maher.
Hello.
Yes. He is so funny. Of course, real time, HBO. And,
Politically
he had a special
incorrect.
On last night.
I'm sorry. Did you see Politically Incorrect?
No, but that's where he started.
I mean, that was on HBO, then ABC, and then just some idiots that caused problems. And then he came back with Real Time and got his star on the Walk of Fame. And
he did.
He just, oh.
yeah,
he just
night.
Filmed the special in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And it was a huge hit. It was excellent. I
obviously
can't wait to see him live.
Obviously, that's the same show he's probably bringing here. That was my guess.
Oh, don't watch the
no,
one. Don't
no,
watch
but here's
it.
The
don't
thing.
Watch it.
But here's the thing. Bill Maher is a lot like Kathy Griffin in that he does observational humor well.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's going to be a lot of the political jokes and things like that and satire.
George Bush.
Political satire, humor. But it's all going to be current. It's all going to be fresh. And he knows how to tweak it. It's not going to be a canned show. I can guarantee you that.
It'll be fun. I saw the one last night. Nancy Pelosi was on. They had, what's the guy, ex-governor from Mississippi?
Billy Bob? Yeah.
No, Jindal.
No, he's a senator, current senator. Haley Barbour or something. Never heard of him? Oh,
crickets.
Okay.
Haley Billy Bob.
Crickets.
Okay, well, anyway.
And Jerry Seinfeld was on last night.
He
was. Fantastic.
You saw it, too? Oh, wow. This is so amazing. We saw it. He is hilarious. So Eric, what's the rules? When we say go, the third caller wins a pair of Bill Maher tickets October 4th here in Phoenix, Arizona.
I think you wrapped it up pretty well right there.
Okay, so here we go. When I say three, when I guess.
Let's give him the phone number. You know the phone number, right? 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, and who's going to do the countdown?
Let's all do it. One.
No, three, go. Go backwards.
Oh, backwards. Here we go. Three.
Have you ever heard NASA
five,
say one,
three,
two,
three,
one.
One.
Get your call right now. Third caller, Bill Maher tickets pair. October 4th, live, 1480. Okay. So, where were we?
Who's
it was up to Joseph to tell us where we are.
Yeah, where are we?
We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the
board is lighting up. Hurry up, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
They know what they're doing. Calm down. We're going to be talking about, because today is our fall TV preview, so we'll be talking about some dramas shortly here in just a moment, and you know, but we're yeah, I know what's going on.
What do you know what's going on?
It doesn't take long to get three callers, yeah. But they can hold. These are awesome tickets.
These are awesome tickets.
Yes.
Let's go, Joseph.
Yes.
Tell us about it, Duke.
Yes. We got a lot of dramas coming out on TV, of course. Well, let me tell you one of the other. I have this other other category, Utopia. This premiered this past week.
I love that ride at Disneyland.
You loved Utopia?
The ride? Did we go on the ride? I can't remember.
But that's, I've heard of Utopia, yes.
Utopia is the reality show. Mm-hmm. And it's by John DeMol, who brought us Big Brother. Big Brother, of course, is still on right now. I'm rooting for Frankie to win. Frankie all the way. Team Frankie. And but Utopia is, they basically, it's
Team Edward.
Okay. It's basically, I forget how many people, I think 14, 15 people who go to this area, and they have to create a society all themselves. They only have so much supplies and stuff like that. And it's airing
and
on
make
Fox
it work.
For an entire year. They have to make it work. And each month, someone is eliminated, and they bring in, they refresh the not competition, because it's not a game.
I was going to say the gene pool.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Fox has gotten the
think tank changes.
Yes, Fox has gotten the absolute worst cast members for this show. They're fighting. There was one guy who was coming on to one of the female contestants, or not contestants again, whatever you call
participants.
Them. Participants, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, he actually, excuse me, he actually looked like he was going to rape the woman.
Wow.
So I don't know where Fox got these people. I mean, that's one of the
from
things
the NFL?
On... Probably. That's one thing on Big Brother. You have crazy people.
That was good. The laid act. That was funny.
But on Big Brother, you got crazy people, but they're not crazy enough to actually harm anyone else. On Utopia, either they're acting, or Fox told them to do these things, or these people are genuinely, like, terrible, terrible people. And it's not even entertaining to watch. It's really annoying.
And especially when it's called Utopia, you're thinking, okay, this is a chance for us to have people that can actually show how our world and our life can be better if we all can just get along.
Absolutely.
And with everything,
Rodney King.
With everything that's going on right now with all of these problems, why feed it more? You know, when people from other countries see this type of stuff on our TV, they think that's how the U.S.
is. And these things are aired around the world.
Yeah. I mean, and it just makes us look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. And you've got the ex-convict guy on the show, and he's not even the worst of the competition. I mean, again, he's whiny.
Of the participants.
Of the participants. Thank you for clarifying that. And, you know, but the people here are just, on this show, are just terrible. The show is annoying. I watched about 1 hour of the two-hour premiere, and then I said, no, there's no way I'm committing to this. I've got better things to watch. You know, again, Big Brother is still on. America's Got Talent is still on for the remainder
of the
summer.
And Dating Naked is still on.
How do you do that while you watch it? You're in Frozen or there enjoying it, eating some popcorn, and you go, no, I'm turning you off right now. Is that how you do it?
Yes, that's exactly
how
I do it.
That's how I can see it. And then Frozen.
But you throw the popcorn first.
I put my palm in my head and I said, no, gosh, no.
What about an update on the Dated Naked girl who sued because...
Do you have an update of that?
Yeah. I actually Googled it and saw it.
Yeah?
That's my update.
Yeah.
I tried
like
to do it.
You
in
do
slow
know
motion.
How to work Google.
Yeah. It
Why
came to that, I made sure.
Was it worth it? Was it worth all that effort?
No, because no.
You didn't really see all that much?
I can't see how the lawsuit, because it's, you know, she's rolling around in the sand.
I was going to say, he said it was like she was wearing a sand bathing suit.
Well, yeah.
Then.
But when I magnified
it, like
it to 100
and no one
degrees.
Wanted to see her anyway, right? You've seen her.
Nah, it wasn't anything. So I don't know how she's going to win the lawsuit. Eric, will she win the lawsuit? The Dating Naked girl.
Who? Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
come on, really? You put yourself on that show and you think you're going to win a lawsuit?
She lost her boyfriend.
She what?
Said she lost her boyfriend.
I don't think it was because the whole United States saw something. I think it's because she actually participated in the show.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. She had a boyfriend before she went on the show?
And no, he wasn't on the show, but he said, hey, that looks like you.
Wow. On that note, we have our winner, right?
We do.
Yeah, but we have plenty more tickets to give away.
We have, we'll give away another two pair today.
Okay, all right.
Who's our first winner?
Every hour or just two
pairs? Who do you think?
We'll see.
So we're going
to. Oh, wow.
Really?
Joseph, you're going to the show.
You called?
No, thank you.
You were talking here. I saw you.
I would be the guest, he's saying.
Oh, yes.
Of the winner.
That's okay.
Oh, my God. How did that happen? So,
congratulations.
We did have other callers, but she was the third caller.
That is too
bad. Congratulations, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
So, Eric, so we're giving a pair away every hour or just one more pair today?
We're giving away two more pair today.
Okay, two more pair. So one every hour.
One per hour through the entertainment show.
Gotcha. Excellent. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Well, of course, I think that about time for our next.
You told me they're all incoming, Joseph.
No, not the interview. It's almost the top of the hour.
Yes,
they're having a friendly.
All right. Well, this theme song is from Mike and Molly on CBS. I think this is a great show, Melissa McCarthy.
It is a fun show, actually. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, too.
I love the family members. I love the family members.
Family Guy is
perfect.
Well,
they bring a new dynamic into it.
Yes.
And it's quirky because they all have their quirk. Kind of like what you get with Modern Family, too.
Yes. I love the mother's dog. That's, hilarious.
I like the boyfriend's
You and your menagerie, Joseph.
Yes,
you
my mom's favorite show, Mike and Molly. Check it out, CBS, Mondays.
Woohoo!
Menagerie plus three.
Menagerie
okay,
plus.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. How
could I have been? Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480 KPH.